What's up, man? All right, guys, today's video is titled Proof That They Can Track You With This Camerona Vaccine. Now, don't mind the baby seat in the back. This is a family car, my Mercedes-Benz. God took it from me. So until otherwise, you're probably going to see me with a baby seat in the back. So, as you guys know, I, Amr Mitwali, plan on going to Eastern Europe, at least getting the hell out of America. And I've been looking at some European, Eastern European countries out there. Now, the European countries, they're not taking the vaccine. Bulgaria has a very, very low rate of vaccinated people, only about 15 or 16% of their population. Romania is 25% of their population has been vaccinated. On the other hand, you look at European countries, Germany, they're in the 70, 80, and some countries are even in the 90% range, where 90% of their population has been vaccinated. Now, the people of Eastern Europe, they just came out of communism a couple of years ago. So these people know firsthand that COVID is a hoax. So they're not taking part in it. Now, here's the deal. There have been people, Romanian people, who travel a lot. Because here's the thing. Over a million Romanian people live in London. They live in the UK, okay? Romania is a dirt poor country. So Romania has millions of people who live outside of Romania. So when these people come back to Romania, they go out, they come back, they have to quarantine unless they are vaccinated. So what these Romanian people do is that they go to a doctor and they pay for the, well, they don't pay for the vaccine, they bribe. What they do is they go to the doctor and they say, hey, doc, let's go through the whole motion, you know, give me a certificate, upload it, but don't actually jab me with the death jab. Just give me the certificate, upload it, and we'll be fine and dandy like cotton candy. Now, the Romanian authorities are actually able to find out that these people did not actually get the vaccine. Now, how is it possible that Romanian authorities are able to find out that these people who do have the certificate, they do have everything, but they actually did not take the vaccine in them? The vaccine was not injected in them. Now, you guys have to keep in mind, Romania, you can bribe anybody in Romania. In fact, Andrew Tate openly says the reason why he lives in Romania is because you can bribe the police, you can bribe the doctors. So it's very easy for you to say, hey, I'm in Romania, I'm going to slip this guy $100 instead of giving me the Scamarona shot, you know, give me freaking testosterone replacement therapy, kind of like what I'm at. Because every week, as you guys know, I'm on TRT, so every week I jab myself with a needle for testosterone. So I can be in Romania, I get my bottle of testosterone, and I'd be like, hey doc, here's $100. Here is a vial of testosterone. Instead of giving me Scamarona vaccine, you give me the testosterone in this vial, and just give me the paperwork for vaccine, upload it to a digital database, and everything will be fine and dandy like cotton candy. Well, guess what, guys? That does not work. Now, before we continue with the video, I'm very happy to announce our first sponsor, ManRadio.rocks. ManRadio.rocks is an online audio-based platform that broadcasts top MGTOW content creators such as Ridge and Golden Eagle. The guy who runs the podcast, he does his own highbrow audio broadcast. For those of you who don't know, highbrow means it's sophisticated stuff. It's not like grab her by the pussy and run, shit like that. No, no, no. This is, you know, if you guys are into TFM's political philosophy stuff, then you will like ManRadio.rocks. It's audio-based, so you don't have to worry about your phone bill going up due to downloading a lot of bandwidth, not to mention that buffering audio is a lot less problematic than buffering video like this, for example. So go over ManRadio to manradio.rocks, sign up with them. They're a startup. They're only going to get bigger and better. And the fact that they're the only people who ever you know, MGTOW TV has been around for 2.5 years. I was actually looking at our CDN. We started uploading in early 2019. We started uploading in March of 2019. Now it's pretty much September of 2021. So MGTOW TV has been around pretty much for 2.5 years, and we only got one sponsor in 2.5 years. This just goes to show you that if somebody's going to advertise on MGTOW TV, it's going to be red pills, don't give a flying F what lefty liberals think or say. Alright, so going back to the video. So how is it that these Romanian authorities know that even though this guy or gal has all the legit paperwork, how do they know that they don't have the vaccine inside of them? It's because these vaccines have a microchip that can be tracked. This is what you guys need to understand. Now, I know there's a lot of conspiracy theory talks about, oh, the Scamorona vaccine has a microchip, they can use it with 5G. Guys, do you know what a conspiracy theory is? Conspiracy basically means people conspire against you. Look, nobody's gonna come out and say, that the 9/11 was done by the US government and Mossad. I mean, think about it, guys. Think about it. According to the Zionist-controlled government, the people who took down the Twin Towers, you know, the people who flew the jets in the Twin Towers, we all saw the video a couple of days ago. Doug Kalo uploaded it to MGTOW TV. We all saw the video about the Afghani people who were clinging on to a plane as the plane was taken off from Kabul. Obviously, I mean, look, there's a big difference from hanging on a train, which is what they do in India, to hanging on to a plane, man. Okay, you hang on to a train going fucking 30 miles an hour, you know, 3 feet above the ground, you ain't gonna die. You hang on to a fucking plane going 300 miles an hour, you know, 30,000 feet up in the air, you motherfucking gonna die. So according to the Zionist-controlled media, these very same people who don't have the IQ to fathom the fact that hanging on to a plane is not a good idea, yet they were the same people who piloted those planes into the Twin Towers. If you guys still believe, fucking, it's almost 9/11, 20 years later, if you guys still believe 9/11 was done by a bunch of low IQ goat fuckers, take all the vaccines, guys. Take the vaccines, wear the mask, and, you know, walk around. There's a sticker that says, I got the Fauci ouchie. That's all I can tell you at this point. So, a conspiracy is when people don't wanna tell you the truth. They wanna conspire against you. That's what a conspiracy is, okay? Fauci is not gonna come out and say, yeah, we're tracking you with the chip, okay? They're not gonna do that, because that's part of their conspiracy. You guys have to start using your brain for a second here. When you guys take the Scamorona vaccine, what happens? Let me put down the air condition. It's fucking 94 degrees here in Florida. I think the air condition sometimes can... there we go, okay. So, you guys have to start using your brain. When you guys take the Scamorona vaccine, what happens is that there's a serial number that they attach to that card you get, okay? That's because that serial number is the number that they can track you by. So if you tell the authorities, yeah, I got the Scamorona vaccine, even if you have all the legit paperwork, they'll be able to tell if you have the vaccine in you or not simply by looking for that serial number. If that serial number is not microchipped inside of you, then they know that you haven't gotten the vaccine. I know some people out there are going to be smart and say, you know, I'm just going to bribe a doctor or I'm going to make it up. No. Our friends at the American Zionist Committee, Synagogue of Satan, have thought about that a long time ago. The only way to verify that you really have the Scamorona vaccine is if they can actually scan it in your body with a microchip, okay? You know, you might be able to fool, you know, the barista girl making a Starbucks for minimum wage at Starbucks in France by showing them a fake vaccine ID, but you're not gonna fool any government. This is why it's imperative for you guys to understand that, get the fuck out of the West. Go to Romania. Yes, Romania, some Eastern European countries are implementing vaccine passports, but it's all gonna come down to who's gonna implement it. Like the communists say, it's not the vote that counts, it's the guy or gal who is counting the vote that actually counts. So if you're in Romania or some Eastern European country, the government says, oh, you have to have a vaccine to go to a cafe, well, who's gonna implement it really, right? Whatever the case is, you need to be outside of the Western countries, especially big cities, LA, Miami, you know, New York. In LA and New York, they say you have to get the vaccine. Forget the fact that forget the fact that your God-given immune system is actually better than the vaccine. Forget the fact that your antibodies actually are more effective and last longer than the vaccines, okay? Yet, in LA and New York, for you to leave your house, you have to take the Scamorona vaccine. Why? Why is New York, why is LA pushing the Scamorona vaccine so hard? Think about it, guys. Think about it. So, now that we have established the undeniable fact that the Zionists are able to track you with a microchip in the vaccine, okay? They have your serial number. You know, your social security number identifies everything there is about you, right? Well, guess what? That serial number you have from your vaccine microchip, that's gonna say everything about you. Have you guys seen Jurassic World? Not Jurassic Park, okay? The first Jurassic World movie. Not Jurassic Park. Jurassic World. You know, when that half T-Rex, half Raptor was on the loose, and they had to send paramilitary to look for it, yet back in HQ Command Center, they were able to check on the vitals of the paramilitary, you know, heart rate, breathing, oxygen levels, right? How were they able to do that? It's because they had a microchip implanted in these people and they were able to monitor their vitals, okay? Why do you think there are people out there who get the vaccine and die? Why do you think there are people out there who get the vaccine and nothing happens to them? It's because they're able to monitor people on an individual level. For example, a 16-year-old kid, perfectly healthy, got a heart attack. Have you guys ever heard of a 16-year-old kid getting a heart attack? A 16-year-old kid, perfectly healthy, getting a heart attack? We never heard of that, and this probably never happened in human history, at least not to a perfectly healthy person who is not abusing drugs. You know, this guy, you know, I'm going to the gym behind me after I'm done with this video. You know what? Let me drink some of my coffee. That way I have some energy to go to the gym. So imagine a 16-year-old kid, perfectly healthy, goes to the gym, doesn't abuse drugs, and gets a fucking heart attack. This probably never happened in human history, but it did happen with the vaccine. Why? Because these people know who you are on an individual basis. They can press a button and all of a sudden you get a heart attack. Think about it, okay? Think about it. Let's say you're in New York. Let's say you are in LA. Believe it or not, guys, this coffee is only $1.06 after taxes. So, think with me. Now, as you guys know, I am Amar Wally. I was out in Hollywood. I worked with the CIA. I worked with Mossad. I was a useful idiot. Unfortunately for them, I wasn't an idiot. So I know how these people think. I was actually in production meetings where they were talking about stuff like this in the future. What happens if a big pandemic happens, okay? So, think with me, guys. We all know this country is gonna fall. And think about it. The freaking Taliban took over all of Afghanistan in a matter of days. A bunch of goat fuckers who wear fucking sandals. They drive around in fucking Toyota pickup trucks. And they're using Kalashnikovs from the 1980s. I think your typical American has better supplies, better resources than your average Afghan or even your top Taliban fighter. So, and the truth of the matter is, the Taliban are actually a big, big inspiration to people all over the world, especially here in America. Even, you know, Christian fundamentalist, right-wing Nazis, neo-Nazis, white nationalists, even they're woken up to the Taliban. They're like, fuck, if they could do it, so can we. Now, you guys know that in a couple of months, millions of people are going to lose their government money. Millions are going to be out on the streets. When that happens, what do you think is going to happen? Here's what you guys need to understand. America never suffered. Let me say that one more time. America never suffered. We are not used to suffering in this country. We are the land of plenty. We always think to ourselves, it can never happen here. It happens in Cuba, happens in Venezuela, happens in South Africa, happens in Libya, happens in Afghanistan, but it will never happen here in America. Not only will it happen here, but it will happen much worse. You think the US government, controlled by the Zionists, doesn't know that? When this country collapses, when gasoline is $10 a gallon, when food hyperinflates several 100%, you know, imagine a cup of milk, a gallon of milk being $7-$8 rather than $3-$4, right? A lot of people are going to go out in the streets and they're gonna go ape shit, especially in those big blue cities like New York and LA. So, as we all know, they're also building 5G all over the world, especially in big cities. Surprise, surprise. So imagine this, guys. Imagine this, right? Imagine we have all these people rioting in LA, in New York. Now, thanks to 5G technology and the fact that these people have microchips inside of them, the government collectively can get the ID of everybody in that vicinity. Let's say there's like a 5-6 mile radius of people who are rioting and protesting. The government can get their IDs through the vaccine, the Scamarona vaccine they took, and then they can press a button and says, everybody who has this number that we just collected, right? Imagine they're collecting the social security number of all of us, and then they said, everybody who has the social security numbers that we just collected, close down their bank account. They're going to be doing the same thing, except they're going to be close down their life, give them a heart attack. This is what you guys need to understand. A lot of people are gonna die by heart attack. And the Zionists, they're already saying that there's a variant out there, Lambada variant. It's resistant to the vaccine. There's, guys, you have to understand. I once was in a production company in Hollywood. This was back in 2007, 2008. Yeah, around 2008, 2009. When I started driving cab, and they were people. Okay, here's what you guys need to understand. People in Hollywood in production meetings, they brainstorm. They're always thinking, what if, what if, what if, what if, what if, okay? So you better believe that the Zionists have figured out all this. What if the people go apeshit? What if the people riot? What do we do? What do we do, okay? So you guys out there need to understand something. I've said it before and I've said it again. This is all one big Hollywood production. At the end of the day, the retarded goy, as I call him, or the dipshit normie, like TFM calls him, is the one who's gonna be suffering, okay? Jeff Bezos, Bill Gates, you know, those elite of society, listen, they have their underground bunkers, they have their private jets, they have their private yachts. These guys can be in the middle of the Atlantic in a billion-dollar yacht, fucking diddling boys and girls. This is what these fucking psychopaths and fucking Satan worshippers do, by the way. And I know that for a fact, because again, being in Hollywood, you think I don't know what's going on, right? So these people are gonna be enjoying life, eating flaminia, lobster tails, lounging on their $1 billion yacht, while the rest of humanity suffers for simply being stupid. Again, guys, I'm warning you, I'm telling you what's gonna happen. I mean, we already said it to the retarded goy or the dipshit normie, like TFM said. They call us mentally ill, they say we're conspiracy theorists. This is exactly like the time of Noah, okay? Noah tried to warn humanity. They're like, oh, Noah, you're crazy, you're mentally ill. And God said to Noah, Noah, those who believe have believed, it's over. Same thing here, guys. If somebody still believes in the Fauci ouchie, it's over for them. At this point in time, especially with the fact that you have to take a fucking booster shot. I mean, we were told that these vaccines are awesome sauce. That once you get the vaccines, that's it. You have immunity against COVID for the rest of your life. Now, they're saying that you have to take a booster shot in September. 2 days, you know, fucking 10 days from now, you have to take a booster shot. Even the Johnson & Johnson, you have to take a booster shot for it. What type of vaccine is that if you have to take a fucking booster shot for it every couple of months? I told you guys, a pharmacist at our local mosque last week, he unwittingly proved that Scamarona gives you, that the Scamarona vaccine gives you AIDS. Why? Because it disables your autoimmune, it disables your autoimmune system. AIDS stands for autoimmune deficiency. When you have the Scamarona vaccine, it changes your DNA. So even the Johnson & Johnson does that, okay? The reason why they have different options out there is so people can think they have an option. It's like somebody saying you want to get shot in the head or you want to get shot in the chest. Both ways, you're going to end up dead. Doesn't really mean anything. So you guys have to keep in mind that all these vaccines are disabling your autoimmune system. I already told you about the Muslim woman at our local mosque. Like a good little sheeple, she took her vaccines in April, and now she's in the hospital with COVID because her body didn't have the immunity for it, okay? My sister-in-law, she got COVID 8 months ago, and her body still has the immunity, natural immunity, for Scamarona. Again, coronavirus is real. It's where the common cold comes from. COVID is a fucking hoax. If people have not figured this out by now, then they deserve to die, okay? So, if you guys are watching this video up until now, you're probably not gonna be one of those people that needs to die. This video is for you. What you guys need to do, go high up into the mountains where it rains, take your sheep with you. In other words, grow your own damn food. Go to fucking Cody, Wyoming. As you guys know, exactly a year ago, I hopped in a car from small town USA and I went all over America doing reconnaissance to know where to be when shit hits the fan. Cody Wyoming is perfect for you. I know TFM says Alaska, but you know Alaska is just too far up there, too far cold, too dangerous. You can make it work, I guess, if you really put the effort in. But why? Just go to Cody, Wyoming, guys. You know, they got rivers over there, so you have access to fresh water. Just make sure you can filter it or boil it. They have trout over there. You know, get a casting net. You know, get one of those fly fishing rods. You'll do fine in Cody, Wyoming. But the point here is you need to be out of society, because this is the equivalent of what happened to Noah. Now, God is not going to drown us out like he did during the time of Noah. He is simply going to kill us with this Camarona vaccine. And again, I've said it before and I've said it again. God and Satan work together, okay? A lot of people think that God and Satan are enemies. They're frenemies, okay? So, if you suffer from something called Maradonal Alb, a disease of the heart, you know, you're like a lefty liberal, God will send a Satan to be your companion, and that Satan is going to take you to the hellfire, okay? So you guys can see now how God and Satan actually work together to take down people who suffer from Maradonal Alb, aka disease of the heart. Now, one last thing before we end this video. Believe it or not, guys, when I was in L.A., I used to do, you know how they say, hey, do you have heartburn? Do you want to be part of this study? I actually used to do one of those studies, and I remember I got paid, it wasn't that much. I think it was like a couple of $100, but they had to kick me out of the program. It was for heartburn. It was a new heartburn medication. They actually had to kick me out of it because I had something called H. pylori, and they said you couldn't have that. You need antibiotics for it, so go get rid of that, then come back to us. And I didn't follow up with them. I was like, F it. But every now and then, they send me, hey, do you want to be part of this test? Do you want to be part of this new experiment? And they actually sent me one before, you know, a couple of months ago when I was in LA. They said, hey, do you want to be part of an experimental COVID vaccine? It's all natural. And I'm like, sure, just send me the literature. You know, send me the science for it. I want to see facts. And they actually sent me a 26-page PDF. I'm going to link it for you in the description. I'm going to say that again. They sent me a scientific researched paper with facts. Not pseudoscience. Not fucking Fauci. Oh, masks really don't work. But I say it does because, well, I feel like it. No. They actually sent me a fucking PDF, 26 pages, telling me what's the purpose of this project, what are the side effects. I didn't go with it because it pretty much said 1 in 10,000 people can get AIDS and end up dead. And I'm like, no, even though 1 in 10,000 is a very, very low number, it's just not worth it for me to have any side effects, okay? So they actually list the side effects in a truly scientific paper, and I am going to link it for you in the description, okay? Now, here's the deal. Do you think the average normie or retarded goy, like I call them, know what they're taking in the vaccine? Come on, man. They actually gave people vaccines at McDonald's. Look it up. You know, fucking Shaniqua goes to McDonald's. She brings her fucking kid. You know, she doesn't want to pay that 99 cents. So she's like, oh, okay, give us a Scamarona shot so we can get a free burger. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine people signing their own motherfucking death warrant for a fucking cheeseburger? It's not even a cheeseburger. You know, a cheeseburger is like what? $1.99, maybe $1.49? These people are getting a fucking burger without cheese on it. And they're signing their death warrant for a 99-cent burger or a freaking slice of pizza or a pint of beer or fucking donuts, right? Come on, man. I mean, like TFM said, guys, if you're willing to take the vaccine totally on your own, then maybe it's the best for humanity that you do die, okay? So, the average idiot out there who took the vaccine, they don't read, they never got any information about the vaccine. Nobody ever told them, hey, here is a PDF, here is a stack of papers, read this before you take the vaccine. They weren't even offered that information to begin with, you know. A while back, I had an open wound, as you guys know, because I was in a river, I was fishing, I stepped on some glass. I had a dirty wound, I had to go to the hospital, and they wanted to give me a tetanus shot. And, you know, they offered me to read the scientific data on tetanus shots. Now, tetanus shots, number one, they've been around for decades, they work. Number two, think about it, you know. You have a tetanus shot, you have a dirty wound. It can get really, really bad. Would you rather take a vaccine that you know in all likelihood will work and the side effects are minimal to non-existent? Or would you rather have a good chance of having your motherfucking foot getting cut off? Hell yeah, I'm gonna take the vaccine. I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I jab myself every motherfucking week, guys. I have no problem getting jabbed. But getting jabbed with what and for what? Getting jabbed with testosterone because I medically need it? You gotta do it, okay? Getting jabbed with a tetanus shot because otherwise a dirty wound can end up getting your feet cut off? Hell yeah, I'm gonna do it, especially when tetanus shots have been around for fucking decades and they're safe and all the research in the world shows that they're effective and safe. But when you come to me and you tell me, hey, this is entirely new technology, all the animals that took part in the study, they're all dead. We're using you people as guinea pigs, and we're gonna administer it to you guys because there's a virus going around. It's called the common cold. There's a 99.96% chance you're gonna live, and the only people who really die are like people who are fucking 80 or people who have other comorbidities. Hell no, I'm not gonna take a fucking experimental vaccine where all the fucking animals died in the experiment. Especially for something where somebody like me has pretty much 100% chance of fucking surviving. What the fuck, man? Are you retarded? See, the retarded people are the one who are taking the Scamarona vaccine. So, in a way, see, this is why I'm not mad. This is why I'm not upset. You know, you guys think I'm upset about the Scamarona vaccine. I'm really not. You know, we need to exterminate Goyim, okay? Who's taking the vaccine? Have you guys seen the woman out there who like, I want to go ride the cock carousel, hot girl, summer, you know, summer, thought girl, summer. I want to suck all the dicks I can get inside of me. Give me the vaccine. Yeah, those degenerates have to be exterminated. And then you get the guys who are like, ouchie, ouchie, you know, the homosexual gay guys, woohoo. Yeah, those guys have to get exterminated. So if you guys think about it, like TFM said, these people are doing the job for us. The thoughts, the degenerates, the homosexuals, they're the ones who are taking the vaccine and they're doing it on their own motherfucking free will. Why should we be upset? If anything, we should be telling these undesirable people out there, take the vaccine. You know, take all the vaccines, you know, take a vaccine at CVS, then go across the street to Walgreens and take another vaccine, you know, mix and match, you know, the more the merrier, you know, kind of like how generals wear their rank, logo, stuff like that. I want you guys to do the same thing with the vaccine. Johnson & Johnson, Sputnik, Chinese, AstraZeneca, you know, Egypt is working on their own vaccine. Listen, all these vaccines are to kill Goyim. That's the whole point of the vaccine, guys. You need to understand, thanks to AI, thanks to robots, 90% of the human population is not needed. You guys are a liability to the powers that be. I've said this before. Okay, imagine I wanted to build a big, beautiful building. I hire 100,000 people, and now this big, beautiful building is done. I only need 10,000 people. What am I going to do with the other 90,000 people? You know, how am I going to take... Why should I take care of them? Why should I feed them? I'd much rather kill 90,000 people than to take care of 90,000 people. This is all there is to it, guys. The Zionists and their minions, they want to kill Goyim. And to a certain degree, more power to them. Now, one last thing before we finish this video. When you guys see people like Gavin Newsom, Nasty Pelosi, you know, they're out and about, they're getting their hair done, they're eating filet mignon in a restaurant, no mask, singing and dancing. These people are not, you know, Okay, I think I was getting a phone call. For some reason, whenever I get a phone call, it automatically mutes my voice. It's like I'm speaking to myself. I actually did a video a couple of weeks ago about Islam prohibiting you from taking the vaccine. That's why I had to delete the video, because an integral part of the video was actually muted. I'm going to do that video again, God willing, especially now that the Taliban kicked America's ass. So like I was saying, when you guys hear and see people like Gretchen, you know, the Hitler from Michigan, when you see her, you know, out and about having fun while you have to stay home, wear a mask, otherwise they're going to kill you if you go into the streets. This is the Zionist way of telling the Goyim, rules for thee, none for me. You guys have to understand. You guys in America are not picking up on the memo. The memo is very simple. Have you guys seen that episode of The Simpsons when Homer Simpson was a carny, and he took over one of those carny games from one of the carny people, and the one of the carny people had to go to an AA meeting, and he said to Homer, "Hey, the police are gonna come. They're gonna ask you for a bribe. Here's a bribe. Just slide them this money." And Homer is like, "Gotcha." And then Officer Wiggum shows up, you know, later on in the day, and Officer Wiggum is like, "I'm looking for Mr. Bribe." And Homer is not getting the memo, so the police end up confiscating the carny game. This is how you American people, well, not you guys on the camera that I'm addressing, but the average retarded Goyim or dipshit normie like TFM calls them, they're not getting the memo, okay? The memo is very simple. We, the elite of society, we can do whatever the F we want because we're important, and you cannot because, you know, you're Goyim, you're cattle, you're chattel, you're the plebeians, you're the unwashed masses. This is why you guys have to wear a mask. Heck, even the people behind the vaccine said, "We're not going to require our people to take the vaccine." Even the U.S. government said, "We're not going to require people to take the vaccine." Yet, if you want to work at motherfucking McDonald's flipping hamburgers for $7.93, you have to take a vaccine. Come on, man. If you guys haven't figured it out by now that A, they want to kill you, and B, they view you less than animal. I mean, look. This whole eat bugs, fake meat, beyond meat, these people, these Zionists and their minions, they think so low of you that you are not worthy of eating a cow or a chicken. They want you to fucking eat bugs. That's how low they think of you. By the way, guys, eating insects in the Torah is a big no-no, okay? So what better way than to humiliate the Goyim by having them eat fucking insects? Go eat a spider. Eat a cricket. Come on, man. Have you guys not figured it out by now that these people want to kill you, and that they look so low on you that the fact that you wake up in the morning, they don't like that? I mean, why do you think they have you wear a mask for, you know? They have you walking around like this. Why do you think they want you to do that? Because they don't like the fact that you can go like this. You see, guys, let me tell you something. You can be poor. You can be disabled. You can have everything bad in your life. But if you can go like this, there's no difference between you and Jeff Bezos. Okay? If you have your health. This is why they want you to wear a mask. You think Jeff Bezos wears a mask? Hell no. You wear a mask. And the other reason they want you to wear a mask is because they don't want to see your face. They want you to lose your humanity. Guys, I am seeing a lot of young people out here wearing masks because they are weak. They're pathetic. They don't want people to see their face. They want to blend in with the crowd because these people are a bunch of unimportant loser nobodies. You guys saw me go. I've been all over America, guys. I don't wear masks, you know. When I'm on a plane, you have to wear a mask. I get it because you have a Nazi pointing a gun to your head. But you guys saw me walking through the airport not wearing a mask. Why do I not wear a mask, you know? I am Amar Metwali. I think I'm a fucking star. People should see my beautiful face. I know some of you guys might disagree with that, but hey, if Gavin Newsom thinks he's hot, why can't I think I'm hot, right? See, this is the difference between people who have confidence versus people who have no confidence, you know? I don't care if you're motherfucking fugly. Walk around, let people see your face, let people see your humanity. They're taking your humanity away by having you walk around like this, guys. Now, people who are weak and pathetic, the soy boys, the feminists, yeah, you should wear a mask. Why? Because God in the Quran said, Radadna asfala safilin. We have rejected the lowest of the low. Feminists and soy boys do not deserve to live. Let me repeat that. Feminists and soy boys do not deserve to live. These are people who should have been killed in wars. These are women who should have been stoned to death. These are boys who should have been used as cannon fodder. Okay? This is why you see young people out there wearing a mask, even though they don't have to fucking wear a mask. They're doing it because this is God's way of telling us these are people that should have been killed. So I'm just gonna have them wear a mask, because that shows that these are people that should die. And God willing, they will die. Again, young people who are walking around like this, the soy boys, the feminists, they all took the vaccine. They're all gonna die. And hey, again, God and Satan work together to take down humanity. The purpose of this video is for you guys to understand, A, don't take the vaccine. Secondly, go live high up in the mountains where it rains, away from it all. And thirdly, most important thing, Islam tells us, in this time, the person who is laying down is better than the person who is sitting up. The person who is sitting up is better than the person who is standing up. The person who is standing up is better than the person who is walking. The person who is walking is better than the person who is running. Why? Because Islam doesn't want you to get caught up in this, okay? Don't try it. Don't protest. No boogaloo. No two-way rifle range. Fuck it. These people had their chance and now they have to die. Finally, God in the Quran says, Abadi Salahuni Rasul Ard, my slaves who are righteous. Salahun means righteous. The dirty Jews, they lie. They say the meek shall inherit the earth. You can be meek and still be corrupt. You can be King David, powerful person on the face of the planet, and still be righteous. So God says, the righteous people will inherit the earth. That means a lot of people out there have to die. Get it through your head, guys. Right now, the door on the ark is closed. There is no salvation. You're either in the proverbial ark or you are out of the ark. When you see somebody walking around like this, because Fauci said so, they are out of the ark and they will die. Our job is to, A, have them take the vaccine, have them wear the mask. Again, just like God and Satan work together, me and you can work together to get these people to die quicker. Again, we're not doing anything illegal. Take the vaccine, wear a mask, Do whatever the shiny metal box tells you to do, right? And again, lastly, go live in the mountains, high up in the mountains, where it rains, away from it all. Alright guys, that's my video for today. Hope you like, share, comment, subscribe. And I'm gonna see you in the next one. Peace.